Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast. It's the
Sandman. You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips.
Like it's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
And tell him that his loss.
Here's the Sandman. Over
Sandman. One of the largest risks you'll face in retirement, a risk that Wall Street advisors and brokers would probably rather you not know about, is what we call SOAR risk. This SOR risk is actually the culprit that can cause you to run out of money in retirement, and it's one you have to closely guard against. Don't get blindsided by being sore. You'll learn more about that later. What is sore risk and how does one control it? Well, we're going to get into it this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, and it's so great to be with you this morning after the rain's blown through here. It's still cold, though. But anyway, for those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, yep, they call me the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions each week. And today, if you have back problems, well, you're going to want to listen to my guest this morning because I've got the guru, the Yoda, in studio on how to save your back. You can always ask me a question by emailing me at questions@pyaradio.com. Again, questions@pyaradio.com. So one of the biggest retirement decisions you're going to have to make is how do you take money out of your accounts and live off of that for the rest of your life when the markets are going up and down? If you do it right, it's possible to have predictable, consistent income month after month. But if you do it hastily, you could run out. That's what we want to help you avoid against. And one of the main reasons people run out of money is something called SOAR. Stands for S-O-R, also known for Sequence of Return Risk. Don't let your retirement go bust. Keep it tuned right here as we share what is SOAR risk and how do you protect your retirement from it. You're only going to find it here on Protect Your Assets this morning. As always, like other radio show listeners have done, if you have a question or want specific advice tailored to you, then go to our website, libertygroupllc.com, libertygroupllc.com. Now, let's get started. Well, markets this week came down pretty good, first time in a bit. We had inflation news come out Friday. Wasn't that great? And the Dow was off for the week 3%. S&P down almost 2.7, almost 3%. NASDAQ, wow, that just keeps being volatile, down 3.3%. The International EFI Index off 1.2. The 10-year Treasury, we're going to talk more about this a little later. 10-year Treasury is trying to get to 4%. Closed at 3.95%. Year-to-date, we're now flat. But the 10-year is doing a pretty good effort at getting close to 4% again due to the inflation news. Oil this week, up slightly, $76.60 a barrel. And you've got bonds up about 1% now year to date. So what happened this week that rocked the market on Friday? Because we were going along, things were looking pretty good. We had a nice beginning of the year. And next thing you know, things start falling out of bed. Now, you may remember we've been talking about this. I've been trying to prepare you for the volatility that I had said was likely to come. And I don't think it's over. So let's look at what happened this week that made this just happen. So we have this thing called Core PCE Price Index. And what that is that's basically the way the Fed looks at inflation. They look at this index They determine whether or not there's inflation based on what the index says. Now, the number came in yesterday, came in at 4.7%. This was on Friday. And that was higher than what the market was looking for. The market was looking for around 4%. And so we had 4.7, which was higher. And that's a problem. And the reason it's a problem is because it shows that inflation pressure is not decreasing, which we call disinflation, which is what we're looking for, but it's called inflation increasing. And that's what that means. So the fact that inflation is not getting better, it's just getting worse, that makes it much more likely that the Fed is not going to back off raising interest rates. They're not going to back off going the other way, which is what the market was anticipating. And what that does is it creates a headwind on stock. It just makes it tougher for companies to make money. Now, you add that recipe into the market, which is already a little nervous, and you get a reaction. And that's what happened Friday, and that's why the market fell apart on Friday. But it gets deeper than that. And here's another area I'd like you to understand or look at as you think about the stock market and how you allocate your money, particularly given the environment we're heading into. Because right now, as you step outside, it's cold. It feels cold. We don't know if a big storm's coming. You don't know if it's going to snow. I mean, a lot of crazy things happening right now. And the market's really no different because it's trying to figure out where we're going. So one of the measures that we use is something called the equity risk premium. Now, what does that mean? Equities are stocks, for those of you who don't know. We call equity stocks, fixed income or bonds. And what we look at is what's the risk-reward ratio by owning stocks compared to bonds. That's what this equity premium is after. So right now, let's revisit this concept of equity risk. I'm going to define that. The equity risk premium equation is a way to measure how expensive stocks have become when you look at bonds in comparison. Because think about it this way. If you're buying stocks, typically you're taking more risk than if you buy, say, a treasury, because the treasuries are federally insured. Now, equity risk premium measures the current earnings yield of the stock market against, in this case, the 10-year treasury. Remember, I talked a little bit earlier about the 10-year treasury. I'm coming back to it now. So to calculate the earnings yield or the equity risk premium, what we do is we flip the price to earnings ratio equation upside down. So PE is the way you look at stocks. If you flip it the other way, EP, you're looking at equity premium. Now, we say that the estimate on the S&P 500 right now for 2023 is roughly $225 a share. And if I use Friday's S&P 500 settlement where it closed, you get a earnings yield of just a little bit over 5%. So to calculate the equity risk premium, then what we do is we subtract the 10-year note. And as you remember, the 10-year treasury closed yesterday at 3.95. So the yield is 3.95. And if we subtract that from Friday's close, you're looking at an equity risk premium of slightly over 1%. Now, that is one of the lowest readings we've seen since, get this, 2007. And if you think back to 2007, I remember it vividly. What was going on then? Yeah, we were in a pretty hot real estate market. Remember, stocks were flying and you had them overpriced. And then what happened in 08? We had a correction. June of 08, things started to unravel. And by September, October, we were in big trouble. So one way that we measure the risk of stocks is by looking at this comparison. So even though stocks began the week roughly 15% below the all-time high reached in 2022, because remember, the S&P 500 reached an all-time high early of last year. It doesn't seem likely because last year was so painful. But remember, it went up and then it started to come way down. But what I'm saying from the analysis that we're just talking about is the S&P 500 right now, it's not cheap. In fact, that index is currently as expensive as it's been in 16 years when you look at it compared to the bond market. And so if you step back, this is where I'm going to pivot here. If you step back and you look at shorter duration treasuries right now, 1 year treasuries, they're paying over 5%. So given the uncertainty of the horizon right now, unless you really do have a structured portfolio where you know where you're going to be living off of that money and where it's coming from for, say, the next year, it might not be a bad idea if you're looking for some income right now to take a look at the shorter term treasury market. Now, we do have some other ideas I'll be talking about in the show today, because part of the sequence of return risk that I'm going to be getting into deals with how do you produce income when markets are bouncing around. You don't want to be forced into a position where you have to sell off your stocks that, like, say you have some tech stocks right now and they're down 20, 30%. And now all of a sudden you got to start selling them to live off of because you got to pay your bills. That's not a good position to be in. And I know a lot of people get into that just because they didn't know any better. But you're listening to me this morning and now you're going to know better because you're going to know what the sore, and it does, that's why they call it sore. It's painful. It hurts. And you can run out of money. We're going to give you an example of where that actually happened to somebody. So when we come back, we're going to talk about what that SOAR risk is and how do you avoid it? How do you plan for it? And how do you not get into trouble if you're getting ready to retire? You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. I am the Sandman, and we will be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander. I am the Sandman. And I know the financial and investing world can be so puzzling with so many acronyms and terms that just make it too much to understand, so much so that some people tend to feel stuck, not knowing where to turn or who to trust. Well, the good news is it doesn't have to be that way. We're here to demystify retirement planning and help you gain the confidence you need to feel comfortable about where you are heading. Case in point, on today's show, we're sharing what is SOAR risk and how do you protect your retirement from it? So this show is called Protect Your Assets. And one of the most important assets that you have is, of course, your physical well-being. Now, I suffer from lower back pain. I will admit it. I've had some episodes where I am completely knocked out, debilitated. And it's terrible because you can't do anything. And my guest this morning is Angie Campos, and Angie is the clinical director of EGOSCU right here in San Francisco. And I met Angie on my back via Zoom when we first got together. So Angie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, David. I am fantastic and so excited to be here with you.
Yeah, this is the first time we've met actually in person.
That is absolutely correct.
Which is kind of crazy because when we first met, I was having an episode and you were nice enough to get on Zoom and position the computer so you could look at me and say, do this, do that, do the other thing. And I must say, here I am a year and a half later and I am great, have not had any episodes, feel great, do everything I want to do, and I owe it to you.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, Dave. Well, you know, I have to say, meeting you, our first meeting with you, actually, I think you were laying down. You were laying down. Yeah. You were holding your phone, and that was a lot of pressure. Yeah. That was a lot of pressure for me. but I was very confident that we'd be able to help you out. And yeah, so, and I guess moving forward, obviously I met your wife.
That's right.
Close to the same
way. Yeah, that
way.
Was the next story. Yeah, yes. We were off, my wife and I were skiing, and literally, she bent over to pick up my daughter's ski boots to help her out. And next thing you know, she's out. And then she couldn't walk. And I said, we've got to get Angie on the phone.
That's right. Yep. That's right.
And you were nice enough to jump on the phone. Angie, what is Egoscue?
So Egoscue, actually, first and foremost, it is exactly what it's somebody's last name, actually.
Oh, all right.
We get that all the time. People, one, they can't pronounce it correctly, but it's actually our founder's last name. His name is Pete Egoscue.
And how do you, first of all, how do you find out about Egoscue? Is there a website or something to check out?
There is a website. You could go to egoscue.com, and it's E-G-O, S as in Sam, C-U-E.com. We have 26 clinics all over the U.S. We have 4 international ones as well. But what's great is we do a lot, as you found out, we do a lot of stuff virtually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is amazing. So
yeah.
literally in my situation, we've done sessions usually every other week. We get together. We look at a Zoom. You look at me, take pictures of me. You tell me what to do. I get this menu now on my phone.
Yeah.
Do my menu every morning and feel really good. So awesome. what's the concept behind this? Why is it so different and why does it work?
That's such a great question.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually so simple that most people can't fathom that would make such an impact. But really, it all boils down to alignment and just getting the body to its original design. And most modalities out there, they want to focus on the symptom. And the symptom is, it's very easy to focus on the symptom, but with Egoscue, we actually look at the whole body. So, you know, you may be, well, for you, sir,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you're experiencing some low back pain, but, you know, no one ever really told you about your shoulders that were rounded forward or your head that jetted forward or yeah. your hips that were twisted. And so with our approach, we're looking at everything all at once. And so that's why we find that it's a lot more effective.
And how long have you been doing this?
Oh, I've actually been with the company. This is my 18th year, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I come from a pharmaceutical background. I was ready to go to pharmacy school. And then Egoscue was introduced to me actually via the book because Pete actually wrote a book. It's called Pain
Free.
I've
read it. Yep. I did read it. Yep.
yep. And the book was presented to me and I had a lot of pain myself. I had a lot of migraine headaches and the doctors couldn't figure it out. And then a friend introduced me to some exercises and then all of a sudden my headaches went away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. And I got to say, I mean, I'll just say that I have a lot of friends, I have clients who have had back surgeries
mm-hmm.
and you and I have talked about that. And a lot of the way Western medicine is dealing with the pain. Right.
That's right.
With either medication or surgery. And of course, this takes work.
It does take work.
You know, but it's not a big deal. It's 15, 20 minutes every morning. I do it and I'm off with my day. This whole concept is more about, and again, what's amazing is we do this virtually.
That's right.
You don't touch me.
No.
Like no hands on me.
Well,
and
today was our first hug.
Yeah, that's right.
We exchanged a hug today,
yeah.
David.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah,
You know, it's not the, and again, I'm not denigrating anybody's practice. I'm
That's
just
right.
saying this is really unique because it's done through literally Zoom. I mean, it's amazing.
You know, the funny story, David, is Pete had started his own version of virtual therapy way back when it was all about the really big clunky VHS tapes.
Oh.
So clients would video themselves walking. They would send via snail mail the VHS tapes to San Diego, the therapist would evaluate and videotape their exercises onto that VHS tape and send it back. So there was a lot more lag time in between that, whereas you and I now, it's like, hey, I'm hurting. And then we're hopping on Zoom, you know, or FaceTime seconds later. So very different.
So I would just say, again, thank you for coming in, Maureen. I just want to say for anybody who's experiencing any sort of it's back pain, shoulder pain, right? What, hip pain?
Pain.
Pain. Any pain.
Pain.
Headaches,
period.
Like you said.
Yeah, headaches. Also,
yeah.
We work with people for performance as well.
Okay.
I think you could attest to that a little bit as well.
I've heard something about the 49ers, yep.
Well, you know, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe,
okay.
yeah.
Foot exercises you see on TV. I've done those. Anyway, but yes, you know, it's amazing. So thank you so much. If someone wants to find out more about this, again, go to the website. Is that the best way to do this?
Yep, egoscue.com. And actually, if you go egoscue.com/podcast, then it'll be specific to David's show, to Sandman.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much,
yeah,
Angie.
Of course.
Really good to see
My
you.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank okay. you.
All right. So getting back to the SOAR risk, this different type of SOAR pain, they called sequence of return. And so what happens when you retire is you start taking usually regular, I can talk this morning, regular withdrawals from your portfolio. You may do it once a year. You may do it once a month. And then what happens is, as we know, the market bounces around, which, of course, it's been doing so far this year. And as you start to take money out, you may be forced to start selling things off at a loss to create that cash flow that you were used to having. And if that loss comes early in your retirement or just before you retire, the unfortunate timing could end up literally killing the goose that was trying to lay the golden egg. Even if your portfolio's average rate of return is favorable, it still doesn't avoid the SOAR risk that I'm talking about, the sequence of return. So let me give you a quick hypothetical. Here's an example of how the sequence of return can affect your retirement outcome. And we've seen this with folks through retirement. Let's say you have two investors. Both start with a retirement nest egg of $1 million. They plan to withdraw $50,000 a year to supplement their other income sources like Social Security. Over the next 30 years, they experience the exact same average rate of return, 6.3%. But their annual return occurs in the exact opposite order. Investor A, they experience 3 down years at the start of retirement, and it nearly cuts their savings in half. Investor B gets off to a better start, and though he has some tough times going forward, after 30 years, the money doubles to $2 million and they still maintain their $50,000 annual income. So investor A, they essentially run out of that $1 million. It's gone in year 16. And investor B continues to draw down the $50,000 all the way out till 30 years later with a $2 million balance in their portfolio. And again, the rate of return was the same. It just happened in a different period of time. So I know you can't control the markets. I know you can't control the amount or order of how you take money out. But what you can control is the amount of income that your portfolio produces. In fact, right now, as you recall at the top of the segment when I was talking about the market segment and where markets are right now, I mentioned the one-year treasury and the 10-year treasury. And when I come back, I'm going to talk to you about a 10.45% investment. You heard me right, over 10% that you can get for the rest of your life and not run out of money. So there's ways to control income coming out of your portfolio so you don't break it, you don't hurt yourself, you don't run out of money, you can still do all those things you want to do. How do you find out more about this? Well, you have to pick up the phone and you have to call us right now. I have folks here in the studio right now. We're live right now. You're hearing me here local. Give us a call, 866-PROTECT, the number to call to find out about these high rates of return, find out how you can get more money off your savings, 866-776-8328. What are you waiting for? 866-PROTECT. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say once you retire, you can withdraw 4% from your portfolio and not run out of money. Is that really true? You'll be surprised at the answer. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night. If you've just tuned in, we've been talking about the sequence of return risk, which in some cases has people actually run out of money. And it's all due to the way the market performs and how you take withdrawals from your portfolio. We gave an example in the previous segment where there was two investors, same amount of money, same average annual rate of return, but the way that the Losses happened up front compared to the gains in reverse order. Had one person run out of money and the other didn't. So literally, if you feel like that, where, you know, things just happen to you and you're trying to do the right thing and bam, you just get nailed. And now what do we do? Right? That's what sequence of return basically is. That's what it feels like. It's like, look, I did what I was supposed to do. I thought this was the way it's supposed to go. And next thing you know, I'm running out of money. And that's not good. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of our show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All right, so here's one they say. You may have heard this. They say that you can withdraw 4% from your retirement savings and you shouldn't run out of money. Well, what do you say? Well, that's not always true. In fact, if you recall the previous example, we were talking about them withdrawing a little bit more than that, but still with the sequence of return risk, the person runs out of money. And in fact, this concept, the 4% rule, was devised by a fellow by the name of Bill Bengen, spelled B-E-N-G-E-N, and he devised that rule back in 1994. I remember that's the year I started getting involved in this business. Since then, retirees have relied on this rule to help determine how much they should spend in retirement. And the rule is simple. It basically says you add up all of your investments and you withdraw 4% of that total during your first year of retirement. Each and subsequent year thereafter, you adjust that towards inflation and take the same amount of withdrawal with, of course, the inflation bump. So let's say you had $1 million in a retirement account. You would spend your first year $40,000 of that, or 4%. And now let's say inflation is at 2% the following year. So now you take out $40,800 in year two. That's the simple 4% rule concept. The 4% rule also assumes that when you retire, you move your portfolio 50% into stocks and 50% into bonds, so the traditional 50-50. Now, based on Bengen's original paper, this approach would have protected retirees from running out of money during every 30-year period since 1926, even if you consider the Great Depression, the tech bubble, and the 2008 financial crisis. However, due to the combination of high inflation, which as of Friday, it's not going away. We just had the PCE come in and inflation went up. So if you add inflation into the mix, particularly where it is right now, this rule has a problem. Now, also, we have high stock values right now. I talked about that at the open as well. If you missed that, go back and listen to our podcast on the market segment where I taught everyone who listened about how to value stocks. It's another way to do it. So we went through that. And so because of that valuation as well, Mr. Bengen, this is a recent article, he believes that you're going to need to make some adjustments to the way you spend your money in retirement. Mr. Bengen retired in 2013, and he says that given today's unprecedented, these are his words, unprecedented economic situation, retirees need to cut back their spending and lower their withdrawal rate. Now, you add to that, there was a recent Morningstar study, maybe you've heard of Morningstar, and that shows that the 4% withdrawal rate was too aggressive. And their research says a 3.3% withdrawal rate or risk running out of money. This just seems unfair, doesn't it? Do this or that, or you run out of money. Is there any other options that you have out there? Well, according to Mr. Bengen, you could look at doing something different with your portfolio, looking at some other options out there. This is what he's advocating. And one way to not run out of money is to look at some alternative investment products out there. Now, I'm talking about a fixed product that is not a security right now. These are issued by insurance companies, across the country. And we go out there every week and we look at all of them. We have a spreadsheet where we look at each company, what their rates are, who, what the ages limits are, what the credit quality is, etc. And right now, because of high interest rates, you could ladder a portfolio of, I would suggest, short-term treasuries, add to that immediate income in, say, for a 65-year-old person, we could get you 7.38% right now. So if you put $100,000 in, you could pull out 7.38%. This would be insured and guaranteed by that particular insurance company. It's backed by their claims paying ability. And they would pay you 7.38% for the rest of your life. Now you say, well, what if I live another 20 years or 30 years? And at 7.38%, doing the math, that's going to run out in a period of time. What if I live past that? They're going to continue to pay you that 7.38% till you die. Now, maybe you add on top of that a five-year deferral where you take another chunk of money and you let it cook and bake for another 5 years on top of that. And then again, if you're a 65-year-old person, we have another company right now that'll pay 10.45%. Yeah, a year for, again, the rest of your life. So start thinking about those numbers. If you could pull out 7+% or 10+% for the rest of your life, even though you burned through all your money and they kept paying you, that might be a way to further enhance your total return and make sure that you're not running out of money when you need it most in retirement. Now, again, this is for part of your portfolio. You're going to need some liquidity, most likely. We have folks here in the studio right now. I may answer the phone myself. I got a little break here. Give us a call, 866-PROTECT, 866-776-8328, to find out about these great rates, 10% plus, 866-PROTECT. Coming up next, find out the one secret you can use right now to reduce your sequence of rate return risk. It's coming up next. Keep it right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions. And today we helped answer your back pain problems. We had Angie Campos on from Ogoscue Therapy. Thank you, Angie. The financial and investing world can be so confusing with so many acronyms and terms that just make it too much to understand. So much so that some people tend to feel stuck, not knowing where to turn or who to trust. The good news is it doesn't have to be that way. We are here to demystify retirement planning and help you gain the confidence you need to feel comfortable about where you are going. Case in point, on today's show, we've been sharing what is SOAR risk, also known as the sequence of return, and how it works. Now, what is the sequence of return risk? It essentially says that as you take money out of your portfolio, markets are going to do what they're going to do. And if you get it wrong, you actually could run out of money. We had a hypothetical we were talking about earlier where you had two investors, both who started out with the same amount of money. In this case, it was $1 million in a 401k. And they planned on withdrawing $50,000 a year to supplement their other sources of income. Maybe they had rental properties, maybe they had Social Security, maybe a pension. You add all those things together. Well, over the next 30 years, they experienced the exact same average rate of return. In this case, it was 6.3%. That's not a bad rate of return each year on average. But the way that those returns occurred were the exact opposite order. In other words, investor A had 3 negative years right up front. Investor B had 5 positive years up front, and then a pretty big negative year in year 6. But the difference is outstanding. In fact, investor A actually runs out of money doing that in year 16, whereas investor B goes for 30 years and has over $2 million in their portfolio doing the same strategy. So when you step back and think about this, you realize that they didn't do anything different, except the market hit them in a certain way that affected their overall retirement in a vastly different way. And that could change them to make some decisions, like maybe selling their house, maybe selling off some other assets or properties that they didn't want to do. All sorts of decisions that maybe you don't want to do. So the best thing you can do is develop a plan that literally minimizes this risk, this SOAR risk, we're going to call it, S-O-R, also known as sequence of return. And if you think about it, the investing you did in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, even in your 50s, it's so different from what you should be doing as you get close to retirement. You should be thinking 10 or at least 5 years out how you're going to change it so that doesn't happen to you. Because when you're working, you continually contribute into the plan and you let the power of compounding, you have chance, you have years to let that bounce back if the market melted down like it did in 2000 and 2008. And right now, a lot of the proponents are comparing to what we're going through right now to 2001. I don't know if you're reading these articles out there like I am, but they're saying this year is a lot like 2001 all over again. And so that rebound, which you were used to receiving while you were still working, getting that paycheck, that may not come, particularly when you're retired. And unfortunately, when you have a decade or less left till your ultimate retirement date, maybe you're planning on retiring this year, you don't have enough time to make it come back. So right now is really the time to make a plan that prioritizes safeguarding your wealth that you've accumulated, so when you're ready to retire, it's there and it does its job. So that means probably you need to lower your exposure to volatility with a more conservative mix in your portfolio. Previous segment, I was talking about a particular type of fixed annuity insurance policy. It's a fixed, not a security, that has a certain type of payout option associated with it. It's unique in that way. There certainly are stocks out there right now that have dividends that are paid based on, again, that company's ability to pay you. And I don't want you to forget right now about the bond market. Yes, it's been very volatile. And last year was one of the worst years we've seen in the bond market for really over 100 years, if you go back and look at it. It was very, very volatile. It was very, very painful in bonds. But right now we're seeing a phenomenon develop. And that is, as I was talking about, the equity risk premium when it comes to stocks versus bonds. And right now, particularly on the short end of the treasury curve, you're getting a very, very good yield with the risk of the U.S. government. That is one of the lowest risks you could possibly get. When you talk about a treasury, the U.S. government stands behind it, and their ability to tax and pay us is different than, say, a corporate stock's ability to do the same. So the risk level is different, quite different in some cases. So this might be the time where you go shorter on your bond portfolio. You buy 1 year, 1.5 year treasuries right now. The markets are pretty strong. I'm seeing over 5% on a 1 year treasury now in the market that we look at, because I look at these every day. So right now there is the ability to get pretty good interest rates in a short-term manner. And I know you may say, well, inflation now, it's over 4% and it's going to stay there and it's getting more worse and sticky and you're barely beating inflation. That's true. But if you believe that the government, the Fed in this case, will rein in inflation, inflation will get back towards, say, 2.5%, 3% in the longer term. Well, hey, if you can lock yourself in 5%+ now and drop your risk level down substantially, that'll just mean more payments, more flexibility later when you're trying to draw off that money and live off of that money. It's really that simple. So you really do need to create a more flexible withdrawal strategy that can pivot. Now, the tool that we use a tool called eMoney. You're welcome to go look it up on the internet. It's a great financial planning tool. And where we're different than most other offices is we have financial planners in our office. We have attorneys in our office. We have tax CPAs, professionals in our office. And we look at those tools and we map them out over your life expectancy. So if you think you may live to 95, maybe 102, I mean, you pick the age you want to go to, then we will map that out. We will say, okay, this year, here's where we're going to take the income from. Next year, here's where we think we're going to take the income from. Things will change, of course, and we'll look at it again, maybe usually in November, December, and then replan for that next year. So this is active. It's active management. It's active planning. You have to have someone who's looking at it, who stays involved. You have to be flexible, but you've got to be able to pivot and draw money from different buckets that aren't getting punished by the whims of the stock market or the Fed for that matter. So it is possible to maintain your lifestyle even in a bad year. You just have to look at your retirement as a transition. It's a transition that really you need the best team on your side coaching you and helping you through the decisions that you're going to need to make. And so we've been doing this for 30 years now. We have lots of experience. We have a big staff. We're very deep, and we're local. So if you need help, if you want to just get a second opinion, you want to look at something I'd say literally, where you can actually see the numbers, it'll be dialed into your situation. You want to have access to that 24 hours a day. We have all these tools now that you can see all this information. And like you've heard, some very, very good interest rates, 5, 10, 12% type interest rates we're seeing right now. It's incredible. So now is the time to pick up the phone, give us a call, and find out more about these historic interest rates. 866-PROTECT, the number again, 866-776-8328. Give us a call. Find out how you can get more on your savings and on your portfolio and lower your risk. Because I'm telling you right now, I think it's going to get more volatile and more risky. And that's just frankly because of that equity risk premium. It's the highest level it's been since 2007. Think about that. Go back to 2007. What was going on? Remember? Yes, that could come back again. You want to be ready. 866-PROTECT is the number. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together a great show today, my executive producer and network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers back there, Adrian, Phil, Sean. Thank you guys for doing the heavy work today, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.